Chris joins us here, as he does every Monday. First of all, what was the illegal motion penalty about? Did they say you took a step forward? What was the call that they made?
The call was, as being the on-the-line guy, you have to be set. You can't be in motion as a off-the-line guy, and so I was getting out to set up, and the ball snapped, and that was the illegal motion.
How about the catch? Do you feel like you caught the ball and got a first down?
Yeah. When I caught the ball, I took two or three steps, and I think I got about 4 yards after the catch. So that part of the challenge, I wasn't sure about.
See, that was my point, too. I didn't understand the challenge from Harbaugh. If he's challenging whether you caught the ball, you clearly caught the ball.
Right.
You clearly caught the ball beyond the sticks. So, I mean, to me, it was just like a silly challenge.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly what they saw upstairs or what they were, what their angle was, but, they challenged, and, fortunately we won the challenge, and we were still able to kick the field goal.
Now, was part of the whole idea of the fake field goal that you were supposed to pretend like you were trying to get off the field, like, oh, no, I'm not supposed to be out here type thing?
That was part of it. And, they Suggs, I think, is the one that came over, and, he recognized it and came over and made a good play. But, that's all part of the game. So,
now, do you feel once you've shown that, we're never going to see it again? I mean, you showed it already, Chris. It looked great. Didn't work, but we're never going to see it again?
You know what? I have no idea. That wouldn't you have to. I guess you have to wait and see on that. I'm not sure. I mean, you could. You may not. I don't know.
Chris, did you guys practice that? Was that a play you practiced a lot during the week?
We didn't practice a lot, but, I mean, anything you see on Sunday, well, I won't say anything, but a lot of things that you see on Sunday we've gone over a couple of times through the week of practice, and, because we see something on film that we like or whatever it may be.
And sometimes you're going over these plays in practice and you're probably saying, oh, man, I'd love if this got to the game, but probably unlikely.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big part of it. I mean, we have going into a game, we have a lot of plays on offense, and, obviously each player has certain plays that they like and want to get a chance to run in the game, and sometimes they come up and sometimes they don't, but, that's just part of the week of preparation.
I think every player, whoever sits here, does exactly what you did while you're waiting for the commercial break to end. You pick up the sheet and you start looking at it, and you're looking at the numbers. And my guess is you're saying, damn, 9 guys caught balls and none of them are named Baker. Is that what you were looking at?
No, actually, I was actually looking at our rushing yards and see how many, how much each of the running backs had and things like that. And just, checking that out. That's always a big part of, I'm a big part of the running game and things like that. So I always check those stats out.
You know, it was 85 yards, but it felt like it was a more productive day than an 85-yard rushing day. Did you feel that way too?
Yeah, I thought so, and I guess we got the yards when we needed them, the important yards. I know Sammy had that big run up the middle, and Kev had a nice run later in the game and things like that. So, I'd say we got the yards when we needed them. We were efficient in the running game.
Do you go into a game with an idea, I'm probably not going to see the ball a lot today, or is it all just specific to what they're doing at that moment? Ben had a couple of nice catches. Didn't turn out that you had any, except for the one that got called back. Do you go in expecting that, or is it just game plan specific?
You can't really you never know what to expect in the game, because there's been game plans where I'm like, okay, well, years ago where I'm like, I'm not going to get the ball, and I went out and had a career day. So, that's the way it turns out. Sometimes, some games you go in and you think you're going to catch a ton of passes, and it just doesn't happen. So you have to be prepared for everything going into the game, and you really can't dictate or have a perception of what's going to happen, because it depends on how the defense plays, and just a lot of different things happen throughout the game, it's always plays in the game for me and for Ben and for all the receivers and everything, but it just really depends on if that situation comes about.
At what point in your career did that become all right? I'm sure when you're coming out of college you think, I want to catch 75, 90 balls a season, and it doesn't always happen that way. When did you say to yourself, it's more about winning than my stats?
I'd say probably in the last year or so, where I was like, that was my major thing coming up here, is to come up here and win. And, that's when I got to the point where I was like, it's really about the team and whatever we have to do to really win the game go out and perform well every week.
The Baltimore Ravens have a very well-deserved reputation on defense. They're a good defense. They're tough. They're hard-nosed. I asked Fred on Friday, I said, do you ever go into a game saying, well, we can't run against that team, and he laughed at me. You guys obviously thought you could run against this team. You ran it 30 times. Did you feel that you guys did what you wanted to do on the ground?
I'd say we did okay on the ground. You never go into a game saying you can't run against. There's nobody, you know, out there that you can't do something against that you want to do. You know, it's just, I mean, going into the game, you always have to say, okay, look, we have to do these things to win the game, and you know, that's what we did. We ran the ball 30 times, and we didn't, you know, I wouldn't say we had the production that we really wanted, but at the same time, we were efficient and we were able to, you know, do the things that we needed to win the game.
It seems like every game in the NFL is on the edge anyway. Yesterday seemed a little chippier than most, a little more woofing, a little more after the whistle stuff. Am I wrong in that, or did it seem that way to you too?
No, usually, even though we're not division rivals or whatever it may be, whenever you have two really good teams going at each other, you're going to get that no matter what the situation is. And, you know, Baltimore is part of their attitude on defensive and offense, I guess you'd say, too, is, you know, they get after it and they like to talk. And, I mean, that's just their personality. And, you know, same thing when we played the Jets, that's kind of their thing. And, you know, they like to get after it. And, you know, we're not backing down. We're going to get after it, too. So that's just kind of what happens when you have two good teams.
Yeah, I was going to say, and part of it is, you know, the Ravens have a lot of guys who aren't necessarily afraid of this microphone. You know, Ray Lewis is a big talker. Ed Reed has some things to say. I'm sure Suggs talks a lot, too. So it's probably something you expect coming into a game, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just coming into the game, we do know what those guys are about and, you know, how they play the game. And, you know, it makes it fun. It makes it fun when you're out there, you know, talking and playing well and having a good time. So, you know, it's a good thing.
Ed Reed is such a great player. I mean, we were looking yesterday. He's had 44 interceptions or some silly number. He looked like he was hobbling a little bit yesterday. Looked like he was limping around a little bit between plays. Did you sense that at all?
No, I didn't pick up on it. But, I mean, like you said, he is a great player. I'd say he's the best safety in the game. And, you know, best player I've played against as a safety. And just some of the things he can do and some of the things he recognizes before any other guy would recognize it. So that's why he makes so many big plays. But, you know, we were able to, you know, do some things and make some big plays in the passing game as well. And so, you know, he's a good player, but we definitely knew where he was at every play.
Congratulations on the win, 4-1, 3-1, I should say, is 3-1, and off to Denver next weekend. Good luck to you. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.